Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
When you clean your house as I do and you smell the chemicals that are in your cleaning supplies, and you say to yourself, Jesus, I know these things are not that good for me to be using, but it just doesn't seem like vinegar does the job. But maybe we're just not using it right. And of course, every Tuesday, we're with Dr. Holly Lucille, naturopathic physician, licensed, nationally recognized. Dr. Holly, pantry ingredients, cleaning supplies. Sometimes I have not found anything that will clean the windows or my oven window other than like Windex. So what do we do?
I know, and people are going to roll their eyes, but I really want to get, I want them to give it a try because this is problem solution. Okay, this is a problem solution talk. You and I, with my new organization and community, Inherently You, I want people to be well in here. When I say in here, think of your thumb pointing like right into your heart and all the way into your body, for whatever it is for that person. But here's the deal: the problem is that we talk about environmental exposure all the time on the show. To plastics, pesticides, car exhaust, soaps, emulsifiers, household cleaning products, health and beauty aids, makeup, you name it, blah, 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 blah. You know, I live out here in Los Angeles. I've got I'll take a nice little hike up to the top of the hill, and then I look, I'm like, well, that's a nice, interesting shade of green, but that's what my lungs have been exposed to for the last, you know, 20-minute trek up to the top here. And so it's really important because it's showing up in the chronic diseases that these are having a huge effect on our health. And so reducing exposure is extremely important across the board. Where can you reduce exposure? Wherever you can. Well, household cleaning products are full of endocrine disruptors and environmental toxins that are not good for us. And they come in contact with our skin. And there are alternatives. I want to start with, yes, things that are in your pantry. So salt, vinegar, and baking soda. They are right there, okay? Salt, vinegar, and baking soda. We can, I can definitely pull this into a blog and go to Radio MD. I can give you the recipes for these things, but you can use them as natural cleaners.
Okay, so let's talk about them. Let's start with, I mean, countertops, and people want to use the antibacterial Mr. Clean, and they want to use, so let's start with like our countertops and move our way into the windows. Let's go.
Yeah, so salt and baking soda, they're minerals, right? So table salt is generally considered neutral, and baking soda is a base, right? So alkaline. They're both effective in non-scratching abrasive cleaners that that have antibacterial inhibiting qualities, and that's another problem solution. When you go to all those antibacterial stuff, triclosan, which has been known to be an endocrine disruptor, and we're also not doing us any good by trying to keep our hands as sanitized as possible. There's something called the hygiene hypothesis that's out there, where we're not being able to, with even our kids, get the right amount of like inoculation of just defense as they grow older. So things like eczema and ear infections and chronic sinus infections with kids. And so this is something that you can use, salt and baking soda, believe it or not. You can use it as a non-scratching abrasive cleaner that also has antibacterial inhibiting qualities.
Salt and baking soda, huh?
Yep. Yeah, and you know, baking soda, shoot, I use that all the time. It's mild abrasive, the odor absorbing, deodorizing. A lot of times when I have patients use castor oil and they'll get a little, you know, on their liver or for pelvic congestion, they'll get a little on their sheets. Baking soda is great. Just put it on there. It soaks that castor oil right up. You put it in the laundry, and then guess what? Clean sheets. No oil left whatsoever. It also, so it's absorbent, deodorizing, and like I said, mild abrasive. And that's why, you know, that abrasiveness, you see it in commercial toothpaste.
Wow, that's amazing to me. And now what about spraying? If we want to spray this stuff, can we mix it with water, put it in a spray bottle? What do we do?
You know, I would use white vinegar, the grain-based white vinegar, to do that. It's a plant extract that it can cut grease. It dissolves that gummy buildup. It can remove mildew odors. And waxy buildup. Numerous studies show that a straight dose of 5% vinegar solution, you know, just the kind that you buy at the supermarket, kills bacteria, mold, and viruses. Check that out, right? Vinegar.
Wow.
And you know,
I mean, I think that that's just wild. And I mean, I keep vinegar around, and I use vinegar for a lot of things, and I use baking soda and vinegar together in my shower drain. Because when you start to get that stink or you see the mold around there, I pour the baking soda all around, put the vinegar, and it's like a little science experiment, of course. It does
right,
the whole whoosh thing. The kids
I
love
have
it.
Had, people like sort of push back a little bit on the vinegar smell, but honestly, the smell dissipates pretty quickly, and you'll find that it will actually eliminate those odors. And just a straight vinegar, the kind that you get at the white vinegar for the most part at the supermarket.
I actually like the smell of vinegar, so that's not actually even a problem for me. But now we hear about oils. I once heard a celebrity talk about using certain mint oils to keep mice away, and orange oils and different oils.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've never tried any of those.
Yeah, so people often use oils in baking soda. So there's a variation on the baking soda scrub to put half a cup of baking soda in a container with a lid, and then slowly mix in orange oil. And so essential oils, I think, are on the rise. And they're, you know, I love things that are passive as far as health is concerned, right? Because, you know, we have to work pretty hard at exercising and getting to sleep on time and staying to sleep and eating well and, you know, moderating our stress. It's a lot of work if you're going to be healthy in the modern day, it is. And so anything passive and using oils like orange oil and essential oils like lavender, not only, you know, we're talking about cleaning and decreasing exposure, and we're talking about aromatherapy as well. And there's been plenty of evidence-based studies on the modality of aromatherapy. And talk about first do no harm. I mean, what can get more passive than just being able to smell, you know, and have that around?
Wow, it's totally true. And when it does smell so good, it's actually kind of nice to clean with it. Now, so what about toxic cleaners and getting them out of our systems and getting them out of our houses? What about like laundry and dishes? And I mean, it seems they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And, you know, I think there are some companies as well that are doing it right. So you look for those seventh generation type companies that if it's eco-friendly, so it's friendly for the environment, it's going to be friendly for you and your family as well. So you certainly can buy eco-friendly products, but here we're just taking things from the pantry. And, you know, we'll be pushing out more and more information on that, because I think the more people can take control over their household, you know, we talk about HMOs, right? HMOs, but they're called health maintenance organizations, and most people get a little snarl when they start talking about them because they're impossible to deal with. But I want to start to have every household be its own HMO, its own health maintenance organization. That's how we have to start looking at that. And we bring the power, it's power to the people. You know what I'm saying? It's power back to the people. And information is power, yes, but understanding is even more power. And I think when we can facilitate understanding by simply just allowing folks to understand that there are alternatives. And yes, is it easier to pick up a $4 bottle of Windex and just use that? But I got to tell you, the risk-benefit ratio is off. It's not worth it any further when there are alternatives. And I am going to mention one product that I stumbled across.
Okay, we only have about a minute left, not even.
All right, so listen, we've been talking a lot about probiotics, and we always will, because the microbiome in our bodies really drive there. It's the driving force. But I came across something, you and I can talk about it more, called Airbiotics, and it's a probiotic-based cleaner. And there were studies, you know how I am about studies. There's studies that are being done as far as, you know, when you go into the hospital, sometimes you get a sickness in the hospital because the hospital has so many germs.
Yep.
This is warding off nosocomial infections in the hospital because they're using probiotic cleaners in the hospital.
Wow.
We can talk more about that.
That's cool. We have to talk about that in another show, Dr. Holly.
Yeah.
And pantry cleaners, trying your vinegar, trying table salt and baking soda and the essential oils, orange oil and mint oil and all these different things. And of course, you're hearing from it from Dr. Holly, because she really, I'm going to sneeze, she really looks these things up. And so we all know about them. And this is just such a great show. And I have so much fun with her. I hope you do too. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.